Okay, board time, Wednesday, 29 June at 1:32 PM.
Okay, very good, we're on. A motion to approve minutes for June 22nd, 2016.
So moved.
Second? Second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
I'll oppose, motion carries, very good. For the public and all of us, we've moved the public access television to a work session that's already scheduled, because I saw it. So that is coming up. I did that. I thought it was probably more information than a board time, and I think it's good for the board to really spend some time at it, since it's very important for us.
Okay, and that's scheduled for Wednesday, August 24th at 10:30 for an hour.
Okay. Counselor reports?
Yes.
Yep.
Nothing?
In light of yesterday's events, I just have a couple of questions. In the spirit of transparency, and according to Councilor Medora, the truth fears no light. Mm. I have a question for Councilor Mielke. Did you write the petitions?
Sure did.
And you had no help from anybody else?
Hmm?
You had no help from anyone else?
Yeah, I did.
You did, okay. Who would that be, just out of consideration for the rest of us?
My attorney.
Okay. And I have a question for both of you, actually. It's pretty basic, straightforward. Friday, January 1st of 2016, did you two ever meet behind closed doors on the sixth floor to talk about county policy with or without staff available?
No.
No. Okay. No. Okay. So you're not under oath, but you are on the record. And there's a number of folks up here who could probably help your memory. But that's all I had.
Good.
Okay. Anyone else? Peter, do you have anything?
Good today.
The only thing I'd like to bring up is, in light of yesterday's news and the petition for the recall of the three of us, I'd just like it, and I'm sure it is clear already, that our top priority is to continue the best for all citizens of Clark County. I ask each member to do so. I'm sure you will. Stay focused on the job that the voters elected us to do. We have different perspectives on many issues, which is fine. But I believe the public expects us to carry out our responsibilities as the county council, and I would expect no one else, no less, and I would expect that the public does the same. I will give my statement of charges in the favor of the recall of Clark County Council Chair Mark Bolt, at least to the prosecuting attorney, that I think we will answer, I'm not sure, in an executive session or something like that, but you will just to let you know, you'll have that. So,
Mr. Chair, I do have a question for Mr. Medora. And this is based on the need to know because of the nature of executive sessions. Did you participate in any way in writing the recall, any part of it?
This is Tom's lead, his attorney.
That's not the question.
Yeah, I'll let Tom answer that question.
Well, then you're not answering.
You answered.
So,
attorney wrote it.
I
gave him the information.
I have my answer. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
I think it's really important to recognize there's nothing personal here. I've had a difficulty getting a legal help and an opinion and a second opinion. And when I was asked if they would go to the AG's office, I was told that I could probably get it quicker myself, which I do have a request into the AG's office on some of the things. But there's nothing personal. It's in my opinion that we've violated the law, and it's been brushed over, and so it needs to be worked out and get through it. And so,
very good. Okay. Well, thank you very much. With that, we're at ease. So we'll be in executive session regarding pending litigation. Estimated time for 30 minutes. with no action, kind of looking at you, no action afterwards?
No action afterwards. It may be a little longer than 3 minutes, I'm not sure.
Right, and if it is, I'll open the door and tell people. Okay, thank you. We're at ease.
And it's for pending litigation.
Pending litigation.